Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Samach Vav, Samachem Abayz. We are up to six lines up from the bottom. Just scheduling notice, we know the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle for Yantif, and Hashem, we will pick up in a couple of days. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Samachem Abayz, after yesterday's major ending with creation of people, right, Rava Bara Gavra, and all the different halachos that are asked by the Achronim relating to that question. Can they count for a minion? What about Tumas Ohel? And the other fascinating questions. And then we got into the cow that Rabbi Chanina and Boshia also were created every Friday afternoon, which again we didn't get to go into, but there is discussed being Nehena from Maisa Nisim, Dafka creating. Is it a kosher animal? Assuming it is a kosher animal, they ate it. Right? Does it have the halachas of a kosher animal? And the like. Obviously, Onik Shabbos was fulfilled with that. Could you bring that as a karban? Right? We're not talking about Simchas Yontov and Shlomim here, but at least Oneg Shabbos, one is allowed. Right? There's a Tosfos that assumes that Shabbos is only about Oneg, not about Simcha. Right? Machlokas Rishonim. There is. The Eben Ezra seems to hold that Shabbos also has some Simcha related to it, right? Eben Ezra wrote Kiesh Bar Shabbos, or other Rishonim. He wrote the other, or some of the other Zmiris, but in Kiesh Bar Shabbos, we say, Ki Yom Samachos Hu Usisam Chini, describing Shabbos. Yom Samachos Hu, right? So it seems to have some Simcha there. Okay, either way, Baal Zemer seems to hold that way. Tana Rabbana, let's go six lines up for the bottom. So we're still talking about all of the different type of necromancers and bringing those up from the dead and all the different types of Ma'oni, Mechashef, Chover, Chover, Baal Ov, Yidoni, that whole world. So now we get a little bit into magic shows. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, Ma'onein, Rabbi Shimon Omer, what is Ma'onein? Rabbi Shimon Omer ze hamavir shiva mine zachar al ha'ayin. Ma'onein, Rabbi Shimon says, if someone passes and takes seven types of shechva zera of different brios, puts it on his eyes and just does some magic with that power that he says he has. That's ma'onein. V'chachamim omrim ze ha'ochez es ho'enayim. Someone who literally grabs the eyes, some type of sleight of hand, says Rashi. Ochez v'soger einei habrios. Someone who grabs and closes the eyes of the people. Umar Abraham ki ilu oseh dvarim shalpela. And he shows them as if he's doing magic. Something wondrous. V'hu ein oseh klum. And really he's not doing anything. Right? That's included in Ochez es ho'enayim. Right, so this is the line in the Gemara which gives us the opportunity and the responsibility to talk about. So what about a magic show? Right? Isn't that achizas einayim? It sounds like it's exactly what Rashi is describing. Right? Somebody who does something, closes the eyes of the brios, and you see it's a davar shalpela. Right? So what exactly are we supposed to think about magic shows? The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah towards the end of the parak writes, shebekoach hakshafim v'hashvuos kochos hatuma mar elabrios kiilu osa maisa chadash afal pi shebemes lo asa klal ze patur. The only type of achizas einayim that is a problem for what our Mishnah is talking about is where you use actual, what we might call black magic, some type of powers in order to make something look in a certain way. But if I'm not using any magic, I'm just doing sleight of hand. You know, I play a card trick, and you know, you don't know how I got this card to the top, but I didn't use any magic. It was just like putting it in a certain way and putting cards behind this one. That, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is not a problem at all. That is mutter lechatchila. As long as it is, I might add, as long as it is clear, that is what it is doing. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, maybe they're still in the Rabbanon of Geneva's Das, right, if they don't know. But the assumption is, if people know that it's a magic show and people know that it is not real, right, then there is there's only surface achizas einayim. So then that would be okay. The Chachmas Adam in general also is not so into it. Chachmas Adam, the Chayadam in his Sefer on Yerodeya in Simin Ayin Simin Peites. Says the, after quoting this halacha of achizas einayim, says the Chachmas Adam, umizeh tireh she'osan habadchanim she'osin kidvarim elu al hachasunos. Right, the badchanim that do magic shows at the weddings, the nikra in teshin spieler, right, and they're called the one who does the spiel, overim belav daraisa. And those who command him to, you know, the ones who hire them, over mishum lefnei iver. V'lachein misha biyado limchos sarech limchos. V'kol shekein sha'asr lehistakel v'larosam. Avalim hu goy shosa anal muter likros. Muter likros. See, he is very not into it, but the minhag olam, if one has for the kids, for a birthday party, you know, as long as there's an announcement at the beginning, only Hashem does real magic. But, you know, this is all sleight of hand, that is just for entertainment purposes, etc. So then the minhag, I think, is to be, one can be mekel there, because that's not really achizas seinayim. And even if it looks like sabik, as long as one says in the front, and right before one starts, you know, it's all fake, and it's all just sleight of hand, literally. So then, that is, okay. Good. So that's the second shot of what Ma'onein is. So number one, the Shechva Zera one. Number two, Achiza Sinayim, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Zama Chashev, Itim Vishaos. Somebody who tries to figure out Itim Vishaos from the word Onein, from the word times. Ona is a time. So if somebody tries to figure out times, Itim Vishaos, Va'omer, and says, Hayom Yafalatzes, Lamachar Yafalikach. Right? Based on astrological factors, not based on logical factors. Someone says, you know, today's a good day to go out. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, and therefore it's no good. This and different things, just about time, without any specific reason, right? So that's what Ma'onein is. Limude arve shvi'iyos chitin yafos, right? I know that erev shvi'is, the wheat's going to be good. Ikure kitnios mihios ra'os. Or, right, somebody who rips up kitnios, the barley, and it does not cut them, then they're not going to be become wormy anymore. They're not going to rot. Right? All, but not based on experienced farming activities, but based on the stars, the chulu, that is what is not acceptable. And that's considered ma'onein according to this opinion. There is a practice quoted in early sources. We're not exactly sure about it, but the practice is quoted here. The Abu Draham writes in the Minhagim of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, says the Abu Draham, right, one of the great Rishonim, 900 years ago. V'yesh anashim shenoagin gam b'lel rosh Hoshana Rabbah. Shekorchim atzman besadin. They wrap themselves in a sheet. V'yotzin l'makom shemagia ar halavana. Uposhtin me'alehen hasadin. V'nisharim arumim. Uposhtin evaram v'esbosehem. They wear a sheet, they take off the sheet, they're standing there naked, and they stretch out their fingers and their toes and their limbs. Imatzat silo sham tovu. If they see their shadow, great. Vim yechzar tzel, rosho benafshehu. And if they don't see their shadow on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, right, not something that the Gabbaim should announce, but rosho benafshehu. Vim yechzar tzel, echad etzbos liyadav, and if they don't see one finger, right, simile echad mikrovav, yad yamin, it goes through this whole, and then v'chein pirish haramban bepasuk, sort silam e'alehem. Right, which Rashi quotes other pshatim on that pasuk in Bamidbar. This pasuk of this minhag of Hoshana Rabbah. Why haven't we really heard of this? Because the Rama says not to do it. Right, the Rama in Siman Tav Reish Samach Daled. There's one Siman in Shulchan Aruch about Hoshana Rabbah. But now we know a little bit where it comes from. The Rama says after quoting the other minhagim, Kasvu Harishonim Zal Sheyesh Siman B'tzel Halavana B'lel Hoshana Rabbah. The Rishonim say that there is some siman in the shadow on Hoshana Rabbah. Sheyikre lo, I guess it never rained on Hoshana Rabbah night. Sheyikre lo o lekrovav ba'oso Hashana. You can see what's going to happen to you or a relative. V'yesh mishakasav de'en ladaktik bazeh. Kadesh lo lisra mazle. Gam ki rabim enam mivinim ha'inin alburyo. People don't really understand it or get it. V'yoser tov lios tamim v'lo lakar ha'asidos. Says Ramah. Don't do it, right? It sounds like ma'onein. It sounds like looking for signs. It sounds like the groundhog, right? But it's not something that we should be involved in, even though the Abu Ram doesn't say to do it. He just says, yesh people that do it. He doesn't advise one to do it. He doesn't say it's a good idea. He just quotes the minhag. He doesn't say it's a violation of anything. Oh, actually, he does at the end. At the end, he says, okay, he also quotes at the end that it's not appropriate. Okay, anyway, Hoshana Rabbah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, continuing now. We'll get back to other Machashiv at the end of the sugya Bez Hashem. Let's continue though a little bit more now. Tana Rabbanan. Menachesh. What is Menachesh? We spoke about Ma'onein. Yesterday we spoke about Ov and Yidoni and Chover Chaver. So these are all the family of sins of, right, that the Torah mentions all together. Ov, Yidoni, Chover Chaver, that was the Lav, we said, and now we're discussing Ma'onein and Menachesh. Tana Rabbanan, Menachesh. Zeha Omer, Menachesh is not based on the astrological signs, but based on events that occur. Something happens, and oh, that's a bad omen. You can't go out. Right? Menachesh. Zeha Omer, Pito Naflumi Piv. Someone says, oh, the bread fell out of your mouth, not a good sign. Bad mazel. Maklo Naflumi Yado. His stick fell out of his hand. Bino kore lo me achorav. His son is calling him from behind. Orev kore lo. A raven is calling him. Tzvi hifsiko baderech. A deer walked in front of you on the road. Right? Bad sign. Right? That's the Gemara's black cat. Right? The tzvi hifsiko baderech. Nachash miyimino. Shu'ol bismolo. Mismolo. All of these different signs. Al titchal bi. What does that mean? When the gabai collecting the taxes come, and he wants to come to you first. Don't start with me. I'm not the first. Start with somebody else, right? It's a bad omen for me to give my money first. Al titchalbi. Shachrisu. Rosh Chodeshu. Motzi Shabbosu. Don't start with me at the beginning, right? It's a bad omen. It's the morning. It's the first of the month. It's the Motzi Shabbos, right? Whatever it is, there is, not a good idea. Don't start with me. So all of those are violations, because that's nichush. What do you mean? It's a bad omen. Just pay. You have to do it. You want to pay third, right? That's not something that, we should focus on. If you look in the smock, I think we mentioned the smock, yesterday, 2 days ago, the smock in mitzvah kuf lamed vav on the Isser of Ma'onein. Shlola Onein, Lo Sonenu, right? What is Zesh Omer Shah Plonis Yafalatzes, Vichet Shoalin Mimenu Piron, Al Yomar Shachar Zumot, Shabazu Roshkodeshu. But then he says, Uma Shinoglu Kadmonenu, Lahaskal Mesechtas, Baroshkodesh. A lot of times they start the different Mesechtas. I don't know, so is that the problem? People have a minute to say Tehillim Yomi for the month, right? On Aleph Roshkodesh, Aleph of the month, you start saying it. So is that a problem? Starting something on the month? Good omen? No, because that has a reason. Zeu lahamtena bachurim haba'im michutz la'ir v'afla simin tov. No, that was because people come on the beginning of the month. Maybe it's the beginning of Zman. So you start on Rosh Chodesh. Kamo she'amru chachamim, like he quotes the Gemara in Chulin. Afal bi she'ein nachash yesh simin. And then he quotes Ma'onein about the Tosefta. But again, what is he alluding to here? If there's any logical reason to start something on a certain day, that's not a problem. Right, and that's the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, and that's what the Ran says. We usually quote it from a Ran in Chulin. But, so yesterday, it's also the Ran right here. But the Ran in Chulin says, right, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, on Daf Sadi Hey, that's what was just quoted. The Gemara says, Kol nachash she'eino ke'eliezer eved Avraham, u'kiyonasan ben Shaul, eino nachash. Any type of nichush, any type of figuring things out in the future, that is not she'eino. That is not unclear how to read this line, but the Gemara does mention something about Eliezer Eved Avraham, who, as we know, took his chances, took a risk, and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever's the next one to come and give the water to me and my camels, you know, that'll be the wife. That's a little bit like a nichush, right? Looking for a sign, whoever comes, or as the Gemara says, Yonasan ben Shaul, he went out to, I think it was to fight the Plishtim, he and his no say Caleb, if they come and they say, you wait there, we're coming, so then that's a bad sign. If they say, wait, you come here, you know, that's a good sign. So the Gemara says, puts those two together, and the Gemara says, if you're not nachesh, she'eino, kill Eliezer. So is that Gemara saying that they did the right thing or they didn't do the right thing? Not 100% clear. The Rambam seems to say, the Rambam and Ilchot Avodah Zarah, right? The Ran quotes the Rambam, the Ravid quotes the Rambam and does a quote, comments on the Rambam and argues. The Rambam says, here in Perek Yud Aleph of Ilchot Avodah Zarah, Ein Menachshin Kagoyim. Right, don't do nichush. And he quotes all the examples of our Gemara. The bread falls down, and the makah, the stick, and the shual, all of these, you hear it, tzifsuf ha'ofos, oh, they're talking to me. Right, all of those is a problem. Shech the chicken on this day, v'chein ha'mesim la'atzmo simanim, im yera li kach v'kach e'ese dover ploni, v'im lo yera lo ese. If this happens, I'm doing A, if not, I'm not. Ke Eliezer Eved Avraham, if somebody does that, v'chol kayotzi b'dver ma'elu, Hakol Aser. It's all asr to act like that. So does he say that Eliezer of Avram did something wrong? You might read the Rambam that way. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram says shibush gadol, shari davar ze mutter u mutter hu. The Gemara doesn't say that what they did is asr. It's mutter. You have to know how to read the Gemara. Maybe v'ulai hitehu halashon shera'a, the lashon in chulin there, that it could be read this way. But v'hu savar shalinyin isr ne'emar, v'lohi elahachi kamar, eino roi l'smoch alav, v'eich teshev, Vechoshav al hatzadikim kemosam ave razu. Vihavi inu mafki pulse denura laape. If they were here, there would be fire coming out of their nostrils onto the Rambam, says the Ravid, right, in Hilchot Avodah Zarah. But either way, how do you read that Gemara? So the Ran, both over there and over here, says that the Gemara is saying that it's nichush unless you are like them. What's like them? It's logical. There's a reason for it. If there's a reason for it and it makes sense, if it rains tomorrow, I'm going to take a trip. And if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm not going to take a trip. But that's nichush. No, that's logical. That's saying that, right, if it's this, I'm going to go shopping. And if I don't, that's logical. If I finish my project, then I'm going to go out. And if I don't, then I'm not going to go out. Says the Ran. Shahanacha sha'asra Torah hu ha'toles dvarav b'simin she'ein hasvara nosenes she'yehebo hem gorim to'elos l'davar. Logic does not dictate that this should have any good reason for it, to'elos or nezek. Aval halokeach simanin b'davar sha'asvara nosenes nodas she'ein morin to'elos l'davar ein zenachash she'kol iski ha'olam kach. That's how life is. Shari ha'omer im yardu gshamim lo eisi l'aderach v'im lav eisi l'aderach. So what about the other two? Eliezer Eben Avraham, Yonatan and Shaul, Kayotzi Mizeh. They were told logical things. Eliezer Yodea Hayesh Lohem is Davgin Ishal Yisrak Avinu Ela Hogenislo. And she took a future sign based on Chesed. Right? If the girl's going to give the camels and me, that's a Talmud Avar. V'chein Yonason. If they say, you stay there, we're coming. So that shows that they're confident and they're strong. But if they say, who is that? Come here. We're not moving. That shows a lack of confidence and therefore they would be able to attack. Bet badach Yonason b'gvuraso shu v'huvenose kelev yivku b'hem sh'kemin hanako shalolam sh'shnayim o'shlosha b'ir elei b'yanisu harbe min ha'mefachadim. Right, that's the Ran over there in Hulin, and it is, as I said, the Ran, Chalushi Ran here, also says the same idea. Right, if it doesn't make sense, but if it makes sense, then it's not a problem. What about this? The Ran here, though, adds a line that he does not say there, and this is something that people do. Horoscopes. Right? Not a good idea, says the Ran. Ki yavik sas el hasaras hashgacha v'siluka b'chira. Right? You basically think, oh, it's going to be a bad day today. Okay, forget it. That's it. I'm done. Right? What are you talking about? B'chira chafshis. V'lamdu davar zebi pasuk tamim tiyem Hashem alkecha. That's the Ramban on that pasuk. We'll see if we have time. V'im kein lefi kol zeh kol davar sheyeda sheyihi ara levi chachmas hamishpat efshar lishamri mimenu v'lazeh noagin hahamon. Many people have the minhag, says the, and he quotes this, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this also, She'ein maschilin bebezdin, ki mazal halavana kal b'yam ha'heim, ve'ein haschala matzlechas b'yam ha'heim, v'gam ha'shin ishmarim b'nei adam ilisa isha b'levana chaseira. Getting married in the second half of the month, while the moon is getting smaller. Eina mishum chishav itim b'shoes. Is that a problem? That's not chishavita. They shouldn't think that's nichush. Elisha simin yafel lahem lisa ishav is ban tosefes alavan of lob is ban chesrona. No, people think that it's getting bigger and like it's good mazel, whatever that means, ain mazel Yisrael. But no, that's a different type of time. Remember, I once when I got married, on the erev Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh, first day of Rosh Chodesh. Two-day Rosh Chodesh. So I remember there was one Rav that got the invitation. He called up in a frenzy. He had the words, oh, it's in the Molad. It's getting smaller. How can you have this wedding? And then we looked at the calendar and it was Baruch Hashem. It was after the Molad. It was after the Molad, even though it wasn't this, the Aleph of the Rosh Chodesh of the following month. Oh, okay, so after the Molad. Baruch Hashem. We already had the plans, so it wasn't, nothing was going to change. But Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so that is the a little bit about Nichush. Okay, we didn't read the last line. Tanur Abanan, back to the Gemara. Lo sanachashu v'lo sa'onenu kigon elu hamanachashim b'chulda b'ofosu b'dagim. Somebody who has their behavior affected by the actions of weasels, birds, or fish, or any other type of illogical or not connected to reality actions, you know, that would be a problem. Somebody whose actions are guided by this. Okay, and this gets into superstition. We know the balance of that, again, not for now anymore, of that with ayin hara. You know, there are some things that people act based on certain ayin haras. So how does that fit in? That's not based on an event that occurs. That's maybe based on something that I say, something. So there is a concept of ayin hara for sure. The Gemara mentions it. But you have to know exactly how to understand that as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We didn't read the Ramban, but you should know the Ramban on Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, right? I think we read that recently. The Ramban says it's not our job to figure out what the future is going to be. It's our job just to do Torah and Mitzvos and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayter says the Mishnah, HaMachalel Es HaShabbos. So what are we up to? We'll keep going back. The Mishnah back on Daf Nun Gimel listed off all the Niskalin. We're getting towards the end. So we did almost the whole Mishnah. Now we're up to Mechalel Shabbos. That's the one in the middle. Then we're going to get, we have about four more until we get to Betzorah Moreb, right, which is the next parak. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. HaMechalel Shabbos b'davar shachayav and alzdono kares v'ashik gasol chatas. What's the Chol Shabbos of Skila? Something that without Edim you'd be chayav kares, b'shogeg you'd be chayav chatas. Says the Gemara, Michlal, di'ika midi v'chol Shabbos havei v'ein chayavin lo ashik gasol chatas v'lo alzdono kares. What is the Mishnah limiting and emphasizing? The Chilul Shabbos discussed in our Mishnah is with Kares and Chatas. Is there Chilul Shabbos without Kares and Chatas? Is there an example of something that's Asur D'Oraisa that's not Chatas and Kares? Says the Gemara, yes. Mahi, Tchumin V'Aliba D'Rabbi Akiva. Yes. Tchum Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva, number one. Havara V'Aliba D'Rabbi Yossi. And Havara, the lighting of fire, Aliba D'Rabbi Yossi. Right, those two, as we know, as we've discussed in earlier in the Pesach, let's just do the second one first, because that's come up also recently. We know the Torah goes out of its way, Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Oseichem. Why does the Torah have to dafka mention Lo Savaru, even though it already says Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi holds, Havara is L'lav Yatzas, meaning it's Asa Da'araisa, but it is only an Isser Lav to light a fire on Shabbos. It's terrible, it's an Isser Da'araisa, but there's no Skila and Kares and Chatas, because it went out, it was Yotzei to be Malamed, that it is more limited in its scope. Why would that be? So you mentioned, I think, hashkafically a couple of weeks ago, the idea that fire was the only item that we know that was created on Motzei Shabbos. Right, the Medrash tells us that that's why we have Havdalah, right? Either Adam HaRishon created fire, he rubbed two stones together, the first Boy Scout, or Hashem showed him fire, two different Midrashim. There's a Gemara and there's a Pirkei Derb Elazar, different sources, different versions. But either way, fire was Motzei Shabbos. So how can you say that? We rest on Shabbos from when Hashem rested the whole Maaseh Bereishis. But there wasn't fire yet. Wasn't fire on in Maaseh Bereishis. It was only afterwards. So maybe that's why it is different. I just saw last night Rav Nevenzahl in one of his Svarim on Rosh Hashanah writes, I forgot exactly the connection, but he writes why the uniqueness of needing that. Right? Why did a certain Bria have to wait till Motzei Shabbos? Why couldn't Hashem finish the job? Why couldn't he have fire, you know, beforehand? Right, create fire sometime on Friday. What, dafka, in order to make Adam feel better because he was depressed after Shabbos? Something deeper. Says Rav Nevenzahl, because if everything was finished on Friday, including fire, which was the only one that was left, so then maybe Shabbos would lose its significance. What's so special about Shabbos? Everything was done. There's nothing left to do. Okay, but Mela Hashem rested. What's a dafka Hashem? Dafka rested. Right, he chose to rest. No, everything was done already. Aha, if there was something not finished yet, and yet Hashem rested now because it's Shabbos, that shows the uniqueness. No, dafka, it's a Yom Menucha. Hashem will finish it afterwards. Hashem ki'ilu was finished, kaviyachol, but he dafka left something to be megale that Shabbos is unique. Shabbos is unique. Lo savar eish b'chol moshe oseichem, but that's havar l'lav yatzos. And the other suggestion is tchumen according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that tchumen is da'araisa, machlokes tanoim, and therefore, that's the other one. If somebody violates, goes outside the Tchum on Shabbos, also that is not an Isser Kari, Skila, and Chatas. The Rishonim prove from here, The Ran mentions right here, major machlokas rishonim. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is whether alpayim amma is daraisa or not, walking 2,000 amos outside the city. But there are rishonim that say even if 2,000 amos is derabanan, but walking three parsaos outside much further, that's for sure daraisa. There are rishonim that say that. The whole machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanan, is only about alpayim amma. But three parsos is for sure daraisa. Rishonim say that. This Gemara seems to be against that. Because if it was true that there was a daraisa for the Rabbanan also, why limit our Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva? Right? Why dafka say, oh, it's Rabbi Akiva by Tchumen? Say it's everybody. And it's talking about shalosh parsos. The fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that says the Ran and others, mashpa, that there is nothing that's daraisa according to the Chachamim. Mehacha sham inon, she'ein tchumin min haTorah l'divrei Chachamim klal. V'afilu tchumin shel shalosh parsos. Even the far one. V'af al pi she'b'Yerushalmi amru, she'tchum shalosh parsos hu midaraisa, v'chein das harifzal. And even though that's what the Rif says, and even though that's what the Rambam says, right, and others, even though that's true, says the Ran, mikol makom l'mashma hachi b'gemar dilan. Sounds like it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, shalosh parsos is daraisa. The Bavli, here, by omission, seems to say that nothing's daraisa. V'yim kein, lama lehu l'ukma liba d'yechida, lukma b'tchumin shal shalosh parsos, k'divrei Yaakov, v'hu adin. And there's one more, by the way, says the Ran, that maybe some people are thinking, familiar with the end of Masechah Shabbos. There's one more that could have been mentioned. Another world of Daraisa, that is not Skila, Kares, and Chatas. V'adin da'avile l'meimar dika mechamer. Aliba demanda amra deleka elolav. Right, mechamer, working an animal, using an animal to be my shliach. We discussed there what exactly is mechamer, different days of the Rishonim, but there is a day at the end of Masechah Shabbos about working my animal in a certain way is also daraisa, but that's also not going to be skila, kares, and chatas. Those are the three that are always brought up when we talk about Shabbos, but not the full malacha of Shabbos. Those three, mechamer, and tchumin, and havar. Good. One other point to mention here, and that is a Rashi. Crucial Rashi on the Mishnah. This is a Shas Rashi. Rashi says here, Shechayavan al zonah kares hashigas al chatas. What does Rashi say? Kigon davar sheyesh bo maisa. Umaleches machsheves velo hamisasek. What does that mean? Rashi says, what do you chayav for in the definition of Shabbos? It has to have a maisa, davar sheyesh bo maisa. What's Rashi saying? Is Rashi trying to tell us that, you know, there's no chayav misa without a maisa? We mentioned a couple of days ago from the Aruch Laner, that's not true. A lav she'ein bo maisa you don't get malchus for, but lav she'ein bo maisa you could get misa for, right? Magadef, right? Magadef gets misa, even though there's no maisa, right? So what's the pshat of Rashi, right? Says Rav Shechter in Eretz Hatzvi on page Nun Dalit, Rashi is saying something specifically not in terms of a chi of misa, but in terms of chi of misa for Shabbos. This is Rashi again. Other Rishonim might hold it also. You cannot violate an Issa d'Araisa on Shabbos without a physical act, without a Maisa. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. That is Malechas Machshaves. U'mashakas of Rashi, debi'inan l'chil Shabbos, she'ayde Maisa, min ha'hechrech tzarech lomar, she'udin miyuchad b'malechas Shabbos, d'leka Issa malacha, b'she'ev al tasa. There's always a malacha d'Araisa. You could violate a gzera d'Rabbanan of Shabbos, b'she'ev al tasa. That's the gzera of Shehiya. Right, how we're supposed to leave our food on the hot plate, on the blech, before Shabbos. If I do it in the wrong way, I violate the Issa D'Rabbanan Gzeira Shem Yechate of Shehiya. So you can violate an Issa D'Rabbanan Gzeira without a Maisa. But a Maisa Aveira D'Araisa of Shabbos, that's only with a Maisa. And that's how he quotes Rav Soloveitchik answered the Kasha of the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef, probably top one maybe, top three for sure. Famous comments of the Nuki Yosef in Baba Kama, right? Yes, according to the Manta Amar of Eishom Mishum Chitzav, if you say fire is like your arrows, I'm going to light a fire, it's like my arrows are going out, so how could we light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? Right, because I light the Shabbos candle before Shabbos, but while it gets Shabbos, so it's still burning. If it's still burning, so then isn't that like my arrows on Shabbos? So how can I light Shabbos candles? Right, it's like I'm lighting a fire on Shabbos. So the Ran says, no, even according to Eishem Mishum Chitzav, it means that the act is attributed to me. It's not like I'm doing it right now, but it's that it's attributed to me going back to the original moment. But that's it. It's not like I'm physically doing it right now. That's the Ran. And many other answers as well. But Rav Soloveitchik said, well, no, you can't violate Shabbos without a Maisa physical act. Like Rashi says here. Rashi is an Ezra Samach Vav. Right? You can't. Afilu Neima Delokan Amugi Yosef. Elachashav Chisa Mikan Alaba. Kilu Ose Havar B'Shabbos. Mikal Makom Hari Malachto Nasis B'Sheva Altase. Veleka Isser Malacha B'Sheva Altase. You can't violate a Malacha. But again, in Issa D'Rabbanan, you can violate. That's Shehiya. That's Rabbi Kiv Eger has a suffix about a Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos. If you do the Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos and the Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos. Right? Why might that be usher? Because, again, it is Isser B'Sheva Altase. Okay. A lot there, but that's a crucial point and pick up on the Rashi. Vayter says the Gemara, Makala Vivimo, next Aveiro listed in the Mishnah. Somebody curses their parents. Eino Chayiv Ashikalim B'Shem. They're only Chayiv, they use Shem Hashem. They use Shem Hashem to curse their parents. Rashi, Shikalal B'Shemos HaGemurim, with a shame, with a full name. Kilam kinui. If one curses their parents with a kinui, Rashi says shakai tzvakos chanun rachum. Those four might even be different. The first two and the second two are different. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, but they're not for now. But some type of kinui, Rashi puts them together. Reb Meir b'chayev achamim potur. The Reb Meir says you're chayev even with a kinui, and the Chachamim say pater. The Rambam says you're pater from kares. You still get the regular aveira of cursing a fellow Jew. Right, it's not a good idea, but it's just you're not chayef karis. Man chachamim, who are the chachamim that say that you're pater if you only use a kinui? Reb Nachem, Reb Yossi, Tanya, Reb Nachem, Reb Yossi, Omer, Reb Nachvo, Shem, Yumas. Ma tamalomar, Shem. Why does it say Benachvo, Shem, Yumas? Right, you don't need that. You know already from other psukim that you have to say the name by Megadev. So, Liman amakala aveviimo, Shenachai vashakalim b'shem. So, you learn it for makala aveviimo. Good. Tana Rabbanan, Ish. Mata malomar ish ish larabos bas tumtum androgynous. Right? What is the extra ish? To include all of these children. They're also chaya for cursing their parents. Asher yikalelos aviv esimo. What does that teach me? Ainli ela aviv viimo. I would have thought only if I curse both parents. That's where the iser daraisa is. Aviv shalo imo, imo shalo aviv minai. How do I know cursing only one of the parents? Tamalomar, aviv viimo kilel damav bo, aviv kilel, imo kilel. Divrei Reb Yoshia. Reb Yoshia understands. The beginning of the pasuk is teaching me both. How do you know one or the other? Because later on, the pasuk puts the other parent close to the word kilel in the pasuk. So each parent is next to Asher Yikalel as Aviv, the father is next to the word, and then Imo Kilel, right, that's next to mother. So therefore you know both of them separately, one is Chayef for. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, no. The first part of the pasuk does not teach me both. I wouldn't have thought that. I would know automatically that even just one of the parents, even by saying both, the beginning of the pasuk. Unless the Torah says yachtav, so then I wouldn't have thought both, right? You know that from Lo Sacharosh B'Shor V'Chamor, Yachtav. Why does it say Yachtav there? Because that's together, right? Without that word Yachtav, I would have thought each one separately. So I don't need the end of that pasuk to teach me that it's each one separately. So we'll get to what that teaches me. Mos Yumas B'Skila. That I learned skila. Atomar b'skila, enu ela ba'achas, b'kol amir so amuris b'torah. Is it skila or some other misa? No markan, dum of bo, v'nemar lahalan, demayam bum, ma lahalan b'skila, af kan b'skila. So, says the Gzeira Shava, as we had earlier, right, many of the chiyuve skila are not mentioned b'feirish. Some of them are, and the other ones we learned from, demayam bum. Good. Last skinny line. Onesh shamanu asara minayin. That's how you know the onesh. How do you know the asara? As we know, ein onshin ela imkein masirin tamalomar Elohim lo sekalel. So what is that referring to? That's a very unclear pasuk. Vegomer imaya aviv dayan harihu b'chalohim lo sekalel. Okay, so if your father's a judge, that's included in Elohim. The judges do not curse. V'imaya aviv nasi. And if your father's a nasi, of a community leader, let's call it harihu b'chal v'nasi ba'am chalot ta'ar. How do I know if my father's neither? Doesn't say Elohim, doesn't say Dayan. Amart, says the Gemara. Hariata, done. Binyana, Mishnayim. Put them together. The Torah says you can't curse a judge, you can't curse a community leader. So they're not the same thing. Put them together. A binyanav. A binyanav is the weakest form of a connection learning out with the Yud Gimel Midos. It's a little tenuous connection. Compare them, and we'll see. Any little knockout, you can get rid of a binyanav. Each one is a little different. Lo rai nasi kirai dayan, lo rai na dayan kirai nasi. Lo rai dayan kirai nasi. A dayan, the nature of a dayan is not like the nature of a nasi. Shaharei dayan ata mitzuva al hora aso. A dayan, there's a specific mitzvah to listen to the tzivui of a dayan, to listen to the psak of a dayan. And there's something called zakin mamrin, something called osasur, something called the listening to the rabbanan. And therefore, that's not like Karai Nasi. She had to Mitzubal Harasa. There's no specific Sivui on listening to the Psak of a Nasi. Velo Rai Nasi, Karai Dayan. And the opposite. Shaha Nasi, Ata Mitzubal Hamra Aso. A community leader, for example, a king, right, your mitzuveh, not to be mamre, right, the morid b'malchus. Rashi quotes the psukim from Sefer Yehoshua. Kiroi dayan, she had the mitzuveh al-hamra aso. There's no isra morid b'rabanan. So what's the, so they see they're different. But atzara shava shabahem, shehein ba'amcha, what's the common denominator? They are part of your nation, and if they act like your nation, in Torah and mitzvos, v'atamuzar akil lasan, afani avi avicha sheba amcha v'atamuzar akil laso. So, you put it together, and therefore you include father. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe the two of them are unique. Ma la atzara shava shabahen, shekein gidu lasan garma lahen. They each have something unique that holds them above the rest of society. Right? This one, you're not allowed to be moreid. This one, you're not allowed to not listen to in terms of psak. So maybe a regular person, you know, it's not included. Tamalomar, no, there's a third pasuk. Lo sekalel cheresh. Do not curse a cheresh, someone who is, doesn't mean deaf, doesn't mean deaf and mute, but either way, it means someone who is very... very possible that they are going to be taken advantage of. So you're taking advantage, it's the pasuk is talking about people who are the low level of society. So what do you have? You have the higher levels of society, the Nasi and the Elohim and the judges, and you have the Umlalin. So each, so you see, it's not referring to people who are just high up, they're gedula. Says the Gemara, maybe just the opposite. So maybe the opposite. A cheresh, you know why there's an issue to curse him? Because he is so, subject, people taking advantage, so maybe that's why. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi has an interesting line. Charshuso garmalo, first wide line. Mitok shehu shafel, he's here alav hakasef. Because he is so low, so he's more susceptible, so to speak. Shalot tevazehu, velot tetzareyu, don't disgrace him or pain him. Mipnei, sheno saint saraso alibo. His pain really affects his heart. Umetzar shifluso. Right, he's more in pain, and therefore maybe that's why. Says the Gemara, Nasi v'dayin yochicha. Back to the Gemara, but the Nasi and the Dayan don't have that reason. Mal Nasi v'dayin shekein gedul asa garma lahem cheresh yochiach. So each one is on the opposite spectrum of society, but they're different. So the Gemara says, v'chazar adin lo roizeh karoizeh lo roizeh karoizeh. Each one is not like the other one. Hatzad hashava shebehen shein ba'amcha v'yata muzer al kilo lasan. Afani aviyeh avicha shebamcha v'yata muzer al kilo lasan. You put all these three psukim together, that's how you know that even cursing one's own father, stam, is asr. That's the, again, we're trying to figure out the azhara. We already know the onesh. This is all about what is the azhara, so this is what's included. Says the Gemara, still trying, no good. They're each unique in that they're not the average person of society. They're either very high up or very low down. So maybe that's what makes them unique. But an average person is not included. So Elog says the Gemara, final answer, Imke Nichtov Kra, O Elohim V'cheresh, O Nasi V'cheresh. Pick one on top, one on the bottom. Elohim Lamali, what do you have two on top? What do you have Elohim and Nasi? Emeino inyan lagufo, teneo inyan la'aviv. So, you learn it from the extra word. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. Hani chlamanda amar Elohim chol. If you say the word Elohim in the pasuk is referring to judges, Elohim lo sakalel, then fine. Then I understand. You have an extra pasuk. Why do you say Elohim and Nasi? To teach me, Father. Elo lamanda amar kodesh. But if you say it's really Elohim, not Elohim, you see it's referring to Hashem, and this is the source for Megadeth, Michael Amemar, then you're back to the question. Titania, where do you see the Machlokes? As follows, says the Maseches Sofrim, Elohim Chol, Div Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Kiva Omer Elohim Kodesh, Vitanya, Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Azhar Lomavarech HaZashem Minayin, how do we know the source for being Megadeth? Tamalomar, Elohim Lo Sekalel. Question mark. So we're back to the question, where is the azhara in the Torah for cursing one's father, right? If you say Elohim is judges, then it's extra. What do you say, both Elohim and Nasi? But if not, so you just have one pasuk and you don't have a source. Says the Gemara, Leman da Amar Elohim Chol, Gomar Kodesh Lachol. 1 minute. If you say Elohim is Chol, then where is the source in the Torah for Megadif? This is also the source. It's just learned that from a limud. Right? If you say Chol, then this pasuk is teaching me you can't curse the judges, and we learn from there you can't curse Hashem. There's no other separate source for Megadif. Right? That is, the Sefer Chinuch discusses that as a separate Isser. I think, I don't remember, but this is, could be one of the only mitzvos of the 613 that do not have a pasuk explicitly. Right? You learn, according to the Mandamar Chol, the Chinuch says it's the only, the Chinuch discusses the mitzvah, doesn't start off with what the source is, what the pasuk is, because it's learned that from the limud. Right here. See, if you say it's Chol, you'll learn how Kodesh. So you know what? You could do the opposite too. Laman da Amar Elohim Kodesh, Elohim Kodesh, Gamrin and Chol mi Kodesh. So either way, you can learn one from the other, and therefore it's not a problem. Bish Laman da Amar Elohim Chol, Gamar Kodesh mi Chol. I understand how you could do that. Laman da Amar Elohim Kodesh, Gamar Chol mi Kodesh, Dilma Kodesh Azir Achol lo Azir. If you're getting more stringent, I understand. Meaning you can't curse judges, and you for sure can't curse Hashem. But if it says in the Torah you can't curse Hashem, then you'll learn from their judges. Why does that work? So Gemara says, Im kein lichtov kra lo takel, my lo tikalel shmamina tarti. So the extra lamed is what does it, and that's how you learn the isser of cursing a parent. So a couple of sources lamaskana. Either it said it's the extra word elo. Elohim, or it is learned out from Hedyot, or it's the extra Lamed, one of those three. Next on the Issa. So what do we have left? We have Nara Marasa, and that's today, and then we have Mediach and Mechashef, that's on tomorrow's Daf, Samach Zayin, and then you have Betzara Mora, which is the beginning of the next parak. Again, we'll pick up in a couple of days with the new Shirim, we'll be putting up from the last cycle over the next couple of days of Yantif. Says the Mishnah, Haba al Nara HaMarasa. Somebody, Rachman al-Islan, we should say Rachman al-Islan this whole parak. That's the title of the parak, Rachman al-Islan, but all of these are theirs. Habal Nara Marasa, Eino Chayiv Achitahe, Nara Marasa, the Isser Skila of a Nara Hamarasa is only if she is Achitahe Nara, she is a Nara, 12 to 12 and a half, Bisula, she has never had Bia yet, Mi'orasa, she had the first stage of marriage. Again, Erison shouldn't be translated as engagement. It's marriage. You need to get after Erison, right? It used to be done 12 months earlier. Or so she's after Erison. Vehiba be saviha. And she is still in her father's house. We'll see each of these phrases exclude something. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain it. Ba'u aleha shnayim. If two people have bia with a na'ara hame'orasa, harishon b'skila v'asheni b'chenek. The first gets skila, the second gets chenek. What is that referring to? Rashi says they both had Bia Shalokadarka with her, so she's still a Besula. So says the Mishnah then, what's the Chiddush? The first one, the Chiddush is even a Bia Shalokadarka is going to be Chayiv, but and then she's going to Chayiv Skila, but the Chiddush is that the second one's going to get Chenek, even though she's still a Besula physically. The Psulim are still there, but because it was Shalokadarka, the first time she's still called a Be'ula regarding this halacha. And that is like the Shita of Rebbe, who's going to hold that way in the Gemara. The Rambam here just says it's a regular case of two people, Kedarka, right? Which the Achronim one, the Yad Ramah discusses. Then what's the Chiddush, right? She's not a Psula anymore after the first time, right? So what would be the Chiddush? Maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. Okay, Tan Rabbanon, says the Gemara, Na'ara, what does each word in the Mishnah exclude? Na'ara, v'lo bogeres. Right, a bogeres, over 12 and a half, these halachas do not apply. Bisula, v'lo be'ula. Mi'orasa, v'lo nesua. Bebeis aviha, prat, l'shamasar ha'av, l'shluchei abal. Beis aviha means, if the shluchim already gave her over, right, so then she's not in the father's house, not in the husband's house yet, but she's not in the father's house yet, right, then the halacha of skila does not apply. Also, morasa v'lo nesua, I didn't specify, means even if she's nichlus al-chob v'lo nivala, that's also already excluded. She's already in a nesua, right, if she's a be'ula, you can learn that from the previous limud. So it's talking about even if she is a psula, she's still excluded. Amar v'yud amarav zu div Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that only na'ara. Avo chachamim omrim, na'ara hamorasa afilu ktana b'mashma. The only exclusion is bogeris. But na'ara or ktana is excluded in skila. Right, the machlokas of Meir and the chachamim is by Knas, right in the beginning of Eilon Aharis, Ksubas Chavtes, but we don't have to get into back to that now. The Machlokas is here too, whether Ktana is included. Omalei Ravacha midifti l'Ravina, mimai demasti son Rabbi Meir, hevel mute Ktana nami. Our Mishnah just says Nara. How do you know that means to exclude also Ktana, and it's like Rabbi Meir's opinion, Tilma Rabbanani, velamuti Bogeres Pesulo. Maybe our Mishnah says Nara only to exclude Bogeres. Buktana would be included, and our Mishnah could be even like the Shita of the Rabbanan. But we always like to say that better. Answer no. Omar Lei. Hai Eino Chayiv Ad Shetei Nara B'sula Morasa. Because it sounds like in their Mishnah, she's only Chayiv only until, it sounds like from that Lashon that Ktana is excluded. If you thought what you said, Eino Chayiv Ela Al Nara B'sula Morasa Mibayle. Should have said a different Lashon, not Ad. B'sula Midi, and therefore don't ask me any more kashas. That's why the Gemara understands it as Rabbi Meir and not the Rabbanan. Period. Boimene Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba Adame Rav Ba Alaktana Ma'orasa L'Rabbi Meir Mahu. So Rabbi Meir in right excludes Ketana. But how far does he go? L'gamrei Mamitle Omiskila Mamitle. Right? Do we say there's no chi of Misa at all, or the exclusion is from Skila, but she's Chayiv Chenek? Right, by a Ktana Mi'orasa. What is it, Meir Shita? So Amalei, Mistavra Miskila Mamaila, Pashto is only from Skila. Right, there's still a Chia Misa, but just excluded from Skila. Vaksev, Mesu Gam Shneyam, Achi Yu Shneyam Shavim. But doesn't the Pasik in Kisei say they both shall die? Doesn't that mean they both should equally die until they're Shneyam Shavim? And if one's a Ktana, it should be excluded. Shasik Rav did not have an answer to that question. Right, that Shneim Shavin. Amar Shmuel, my time is Shasik Rav. Why was he quiet? V'neim Alei, I have another way of understanding Umesu Gam Shneim. There's another pasuk that says Umesu Esha Shachavim Alavado. Right, one pasuk says they're both compared. One pasuk says no, the man in the case of Ones. So only the man. So Rav could have said there are cases that are different. What do you mean? This is case of Ones. Explains Rashi. It's an extra pasuk. Rashi in the Limudim, right, by the medium lines in Rashi. We know that already. That obviously if the man is ma'anis a woman, the woman is not going to be chayev es misa. So this pasuk must be talking about a different case where he's only chayev, ktana, and that would be the case where he's chayev and not her. There is a discussion in the Rambam, again, not for now, but the Rambam discusses by pitui ktana. Remember the Rambam, he says it a few times. Pitui ktana onesu, the Gemara says. Pitui ktana is called an ones, even though the ktana is willing. But she's not going to get misa because she's an ones. But the Rambam says that still creates an isra labayla. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Even though it's called ones, there's still an isra labayla. And that fits into the maharik, that there's a maisa merit against the husband. That is the mechayiv of the isra labayla. It's an important sheet of the Rambam. Good, just a little bit more. Kitanoi. Really, this is a machlokas tanam, how to understand these psukim. Umesu gam shneyem, achi yushneyem shavim divi Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonah sanomar, umesu isha shachavim alavado. So maybe it could be understood as in two different ways. The idach, what does each one do with the... What does each one do with the other ones? Pasik ve'idach hahi umesu gam shneim my darish bay. The one that holds that you are not chayev for the ktana. What does he do? Umesu gam shneim. Amarav lamute ma'ase chidudim to be mechadesh to exclude ma'ase chidudim where there is no ma'ase bia but it's just a ma'isa that gives off hana'a where the man is mahane himself next to the woman but the woman does not get hana'a. Maybe that is the what is excluded. Even though he gets hana'a there, that's not going to be that's the case. Where umesuk am shneyem, you're only chayev for a case where both would get hana. If only one of them is getting hana, so then one wouldn't be chayev. Rashi notes that even though biyishlo kedark is chayev, that's also one hana, one not hana. But that's learned that from a separate limud. The idach ma'isa chidudim lav klumi. The other one says you don't need a pasuk for that. Ma'isa chidudim is out of ma'isa bia. Right, and therefore, just rubbing against one's body, so that wouldn't be a maisa, wouldn't need an exclusion. V'idach hai lavado my darish bay, and what does the other opinion do with lavado? Kati darshin shkam shneihem, kidetanya, bo ala asar b'nei adam badayin hi psula kulam b'skila, the Tanakama holds. If they're all b'ishlo kedarka, that's, she's still called a psula, and therefore they all get skila. Rebbe Omer, as Rashi quoted on the Mishnah, Harishon beskila v'kulan bechenek. No, she's still considered a beula in that case, and therefore only the first one would get skila, the rest would get chenek, and that's what you learn from Levado, because only the first one would get skila. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Tanur Rabbanan, again, Ma'aseh Chidudim relates to the sugyas of the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban about Negiya Derechiba. Right, it's still a Nisa Daraisa, Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva, but it's not something that one would get Misa for, and therefore would be excluded. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the next four daf I think would be put up, and then B'Hashem will continue next time.